Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Mark Farnham about his new book, Every Believer Confident, Apologetics for the Ordinary Christian. Mark's an old friend, colleague from some years back at seminary. Great to have you with us, Mark. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's a joy to be on this podcast.
Okay, explain your title for us and the subtitle, and
sure.
Tell us what contribution you hope to make with this book.
Sure. And I'll hold up a copy of the book.
Yeah.
Every Believer Confident, Apologetics for the Ordinary Christian. And it's published by PNR. And I wrote this book 6 or 7 years ago, and it came out kind of half self-published, and now PNR has picked it up. But I wrote it. I began to conceive of the book almost immediately in my very first apologetics class at Westminster Seminary, because I felt like within the first few weeks of the class, so many deep epistemological questions I had had for all my life that no one could seem to answer were being answered one after the other very quickly. And I saw a model of engagement with unbelievers that I knew would work anywhere you go in the world, no matter who you talk to. And I've seen that borne out over the last 20 years. And right away, I had two strong emotions. First, anger. I thought, why have the Presbyterians been keeping this from us all this time? And then I realized that, you know, they hadn't been keeping it from us. Just no one ever picked up Cornelius Van Til and read him in my circles. But then secondly, it was a determination to take these principles, this approach to apologetics, simplify it, and make it available to as many Christians as I could, because I knew if the vast majority of Christians that I knew got a hold of this, they could very easily begin to engage unbelievers in their life. And that is my driving passion in my ministry, is to equip people so that they can effectively engage unbelievers who are neighbors, friends, coworkers, classmates, anyone in their life that they meet, that they can effectively engage them, feel equipped and feel confident in that process.
So is this Cornelius Van Til on the street?
I think it is. Yeah, I'm sure there are some that would think that it's too simplified for that. But some of Van Til's key ideas, that the unbeliever's problem is not an intellectual one at heart, it's an ethical one. It's a matter of the heart. That people know God, as Romans 1 says, five times, and they suppress that truth. And 1 Peter 3:15 and 16, that every Christian is called to prepare themselves to make a defense or give an answer for the reason for the hope that's in them. And then to do it in the spirit of 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5, that our arguments have spiritual power to pull down strongholds of unbelief. So the whole book is kind of based on those three passages, and it is a simple approach that moves you from a desire to share the gospel well and be able to answer questions to the ability to do that this week with someone in your life.